Blog Talk Radio. Jesus is the light of the world. If we follow him, we won't walk in darkness, but we shall have the light of life. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in.
Good morning. This is Volante. Thank you so much for joining me for Let the Sun Shine In on WBDN Radio. Today's topic is non-perishable. I'm coming from St. John, the 3rd chapter and the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And today's topic is non-perishable. And I know that this is a very, very popular scripture. Most of us could probably recite it from memory, but that's one thing that I love about the Word of God is that no matter how many times you read the same scripture over and over again, God is able to reveal something different to you from that scripture that applies to what's going on in your life. So when I read the scripture this time, the clause that jumped out at me is should not perish. And that's how I came up with non-perishable. Now, when you think about non-perishables, the first thing that comes to mind is probably food. And even though non-perishable items may not be the most healthy food choice, it does preserve the shelf life of the food. Fresh fruit and vegetables, they rot very quickly. If you buy them, you need to eat them within a couple of days or else you will not be able to eat them at all. When they are canned, when they are taken through that process of preservation, then they become non-perishable items. You don't even have to refrigerate them. You can keep them in the pantry. You can keep them in the cabin. You can take them with you, and you can open the can, and you can still eat them for a long time. Non-perishable. And, you know, when you look at the word perish, the most common definition is to die. You know, that's what's most commonly associated with perish. But deeper in the definition, it says to destroy or to ruin. And I don't know about you, but I have encountered some situations in my life. I've come across some things that I know were designed to destroy me. They were designed to ruin my life, ruin my health, ruin my job, ruin my family, ruin everything about me. But I did not perish. And I know that there's people who really, really know, or even people who have come against me and tried to attack me, trying to figure out how is she still going. And I don't even say how is she still surviving, because I don't believe in merely surviving. I believe in living, and I believe in thriving. The Word says, Jesus said, that I am come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So how am I able to consistently live abundantly after all that I've been through? It is because I am non-perishable. That's what believing in God does. That's what loving God does. That's what obeying God's word does for you. And you know, I'm an action person. So what I did in this verse is I went through and I picked out all of the verbs, out all of the action words. And the very first action word in this verse is loved. And that's so fitting, because love is the most powerful action in the world. I don't consider love an emotion. Love is an action. For God so loved the world. God loved us so much. He didn't just say he loved us. He didn't just move on the prophet to tell the prophets to tell us he loved us. But he acted on his love for us, which brings me to my next verb, that he gave. My next verb, gave. When you love, you will give, okay? And that's part of love. He gave. He didn't just say he loved us, but he gave. And when you think of giving, sometimes we donate things to charity, and we donate things that we can't fit anymore, or something that we don't want, or something that's out of style. But God gave his only begotten son, something that was very, very valuable to him, something that he needed, something that he wanted. He shared that with us. That's what giving is, that he gave his only begotten son. Now, this next verb is extremely, extremely, extremely important. It is belief, okay? Belief. Belief, faith prompts action. Faith without works is dead. If you believe in God's love, if you appreciate him sending his son, then it will prompt you to act. If you have faith, then you're going to believe, then you're going to obey. I use this example all the time. People who have jobs, when you go to work because you believe that they're going to give you a paycheck. You can't sit at home and just say, oh, my company's going to send me a check. No, because you believe that company is going to pay you, and usually, typically, you know, last time, it's been a while since I worked at corporate America, but typically paychecks are at least 1 to 2 weeks arrears. So you work at least 3 weeks to a month before you even get that first check because you believe that they're going to pay you. Okay, so same thing with God. If you believe in God, you're going to live for him. You're going to obey him. You're going to follow his rules. You're going to do what he tells you to do. And that's what belief is. You can't just say, oh, I love God. Oh, I believe God, but don't study his word. Don't obey what he told you to do. Don't treat people the way that God told you to treat them. Believing, that's believing in God. And then this next verb is perish. We're not going to perish. And I love that. Nothing can harm you. Because God loves you and because he gave his son and because you believe that, nothing can take you out of here, no matter what it looks like. You know, the old saints used to say the devil is a liar. And I say, yeah, I take that up a notch. He's more than just a liar. He's a deceiver. See, a liar, if you know somebody is a liar, you don't believe what they're going to say because when they open their mouths, you already know it's going to be a lie. So a liar can't really hurt you. The devil is a deceiver. He can use the truth to make you not believe if you allow him to. Truth is, I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. Truth is, I don't know how I'm going to feed my children. But the lie is, I can't do it. The truth is, I don't know how I was going to do it, but God will make a way because I'm going to trust him and because I'm going to obey him, and that is how I'm going to overcome. And that's why I say I've been through situations. I've walked into a company and had my boss lay me off thinking that, and he actually say to me, how are you going to take care of your child without this job? And I looked at him like, you've got to be out of your mind. My child is a gift from God, and God will provide. And if you've seen my pictures, you can tell I have not missed any meals because I believe the Lord, and I know that the Lord is going to take care of me, and I know that I am non-perishable. There is nothing. You have to believe that. There is nothing in this world that can destroy you. There's no such thing as your life being ruined. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you're going through right now. If you can just furnish the faith to believe God, you win. You're non-perishable. That preserves you right there. I don't care what you did before you turned the radio on this morning. Give it to the Lord. Ask for his forgiveness. Believe in him. Accept the gift of his son that he gave to you because he loved you. And you instantly become non-perishable, and God will turn it around. He'll fix it. He'll deliver you. And that brings me to the next verb, have. Everybody wants, but few people have. This says shall, not maybe. Not possibly. This says shall. God is one of the only entities, or if not the only entity, that can justifiably use the word shall. Shall means no question about it. It's going to happen. Shall have everlasting life. Now, that's speaking of everlasting life in the hereafter when Jesus returns. But I'm including in that have, you're going to have everything you need. You are not going to have to worry. You are not going to have to compromise. You are not going to have to settle. Shall have everlasting life. You cannot perish. It says would not perish or should not perish, and shall have everlasting life. I encourage you this morning to stand on the promises of God. There is nothing or no one out there that's worth you not believing in God. Trust the love of God. Trust in the Son, that his only begotten Son that he gave to us. Believe in his only begotten Son, and you will be non-perishable. God loves us so much, he will give us the desires of our heart if we delight in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember, you are non-perishable.
Then God could have